Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, you're listening to Shag Married Annoyed with me, Rosie Ramsey, and my husband, Chris Ramsey.
Oh, no insult.
Nothing to do.
Straight in with just husband. End of
introduction. Told you to me.
Lovely. Very nice. We are letting behind the curtain early here. We have got some chewy sweets on the table here while we record, so this is going to take a while. There's going to be a lot of start-stoppy. Not for you guys listening, because it's going to be seamless. It's going to be edited out, but there's going to be a lot of chewing going on.
A lot of chewing going on.
Absolutely. And at some points, sugar might hit with, might talk really fast. At other points, might get a
I have a
dip.
Come down.
And just have a little bit more sugar.
Yeah.
So there you go.
Well done for letting everyone know that.
That's great. Fine, you know, part of the public service. Just letting everyone know what's happening, you know. Letting them in. Letting them behind the curtain. Come in behind the curtain. Have a lie down.
Come and see them.
Lie down in front of the fire. Make love to... I don't know what I'm saying. Guys, it's episode 79.
Yeah, I can't believe that.
79. Goodness me. Thank you so much, as always, for continuing to listen and like and rate and subscribe. And it's just the best. And you know how much we love you. And I'm going to stop sucking your dick right now.
Stop going out and sucking dick. I've told you about this.
Don't tell me how to live my life. Oh, Jesus. This is still the intro.
Where's Chris tonight? He's out sucking dicks again.
Listen, got to pay them bills. Uh-huh. Right? And speaking of paying them bills, it's time for this week's lucrative sponsor. This week's sponsor is...
Yeah.
Croutons.
Wow, okay. Hey. Didn't see that coming. We've had nothing to do with croutons this week.
To be honest with you, the guys have been going back and forth with guys from Croutons for a little while now. You know, trying to make this work. Crunching a deal, are you? Yeah. High five.
Thank you.
Absolutely fantastic.
Honestly.
Crunching out a deal.
I know your tour is postponed, but if it wasn't, I'd be going instead.
With that one.
Just
ladies
that
and gentlemen, we're on the stage, Rosie Ramsey. Yeah! Hey, Croutons, hey, crunching a deal. Well, that's all from me, guys.
Good night, everyone. Some dicks.
Hey, croutons.
Right, croutons. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Hey, do you like soup?
I do.
Like dipping
soup.
Bread in soup.
Yeah.
Well, how can we interest you? Instead of dipping bread in, what about dropping tiny little bits of rock solid bread into the soup, and then hey, eat them straight away if you want them to crunch. Because if not, just soggy little bits of floating bread.
Mm. That's right up my street. I do like a crouton. You know?
Do you really?
No,
because
I do,
I'm going to be honest with you, I don't know anyone who likes croutons.
I do. Well, okay. Hello, nice to meet you. My name's Rosie Ramsey, and I enjoy a crouton.
Why are you putting your left hand out to shake hands? I don't like. Why?
COVID.
COVID.
The less croutons. Dominant. I don't do much with this.
Hey. Croutons.
So are you slagging croutons off?
I am slagging them off. They're pointless. I think we've got a bag of them in the cupboard. They've been there forever.
Oh yeah,
absolutely pointless.
Be well out of date.
Hey,
now.
Put them in some soup. Put them in a salad if you want your teeth to fucking ache like shit afterwards. Mm. Is that salad loud enough? Awful. Pointless.
Do you know what I keep meaning to do?
They hurt the roof of your mouth as well. What do you mean to do?
I keep meaning to use any stale bread we've got and make breadcrumbs, but I never ever do, and I'm really jealous of people who just have time and have the thought and just go, I'm going to make some breadcrumbs today. Because I do like breadcrumbs.
How right. You keep wanting to get stale breadcrumbs. Right. First of all, amazing thing to be jealous about. You know, like, mean girls or whatever. Just like, look at that bitch. Look at that. Oh, God, you know how many breadcrumbs she made last night? Gosh, she always remembers to use a stale bread for breadcrumbs. Yeah, what a bitch. That's K.R. Like... Like, what the fuck, first of all, as a statement.
Well,
and secondly, how would you go about this? And why do you want the breadcrumbs? Why do you want to make breadcrumbs?
Well, firstly, It's like people who do overnight oats. There's a lot of preparation goes into an overnight oat.
What's an overnight oat?
Oh, well, I don't really know. But I think what I've gathered from overnight oats is you get porridge, which is shit without like 75 ingredients. So you get porridge, you put like milk in it or whatever, and then loads of other ingredients. You leave it overnight and it goes like thick.
Right.
So you leave it overnight and you have it for your breakfast in the morning, but it's like cold.
Right.
I would probably hate it, but I just, I'm envious of people who are good at stuff like that because I'm not.
People who are organised.
Basically, yeah.
Yeah. And so but yours is mainly food-based.
Well, always food-based.
Right.
So people who make overnight oats and people who use the stale bread to make breadcrumbs.
Well, it's the same as if I'm ever cooking something, which is very rare now because you're such a good cook, it's actually pointless for me to do it. If it's ever like, oh, make this sauce, marinate for 24 hours. And I'm like, well, that's not happening.
Literally, you'll get 15 minutes.
Oh, not even that. I'll just buy like sauce, chicken, sauce. Right, we all friends? Right, time to cook. Yeah. Like, just introduce them to them like they're at a party.
I'm the same. I'm not very good at that.
Well, hey, next time, make some. How do you make croutons? Oh, it needs to be unsliced bread, doesn't it?
What are you talking about? Croutons or breadcrumbs?
You could make croutons.
I could make croutons. Croutons can be just normal bread. You fry it.
Hey, croutons, they then make them littler. Got yourself some breadcrumbs.
You're not wrong, you know.
Croutons in a blender. Breadcrumbs.
Okay, good. All right.
There you go.
Can we have a jelly break, yeah?
Yeah, let's have a jelly break.
Okay.
Yeah, let them listen to the fucking jingle. We'll have some jelly.
We'll have it during the jingle. Here's the jingle.
Yeah, jelly time. Jelly time. Had a fight about the jingle. Jingle. We couldn't settle on a jingle. Jingle. So this is the jingle. Jingle. We hope you like the jingle. Jingle.
Babadoo, 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 ba. Jingle. Hello and welcome back to this week's episode of Shag Married Annoyed. This is a safe space.
Safe space.
So you listen away and is you just safe? Know that everything that happens here, it stays here, right?
What do you mean? I don't understand who you're talking to here. What do you mean?
The listener.
Right. But they're not doing anything. They're just listening.
That's why I said it's a safe space. So you just listen away and enjoy it. Why are you...
Sorry.
God's sake.
I don't understand what you're trying to do there. Like, it's not safe because sometimes, you know, the emails and things, you know, I will be angry. I will be shouting at them. I will be telling them that, you know, they need to be locked up. So it's not that safe. But if you haven't emailed in or anything and you're just chilling, you might
it's
be...
for them.
Whatever you're doing, just sit back and relax.
Yeah.
So what's been going on?
Not much.
Not much?
I'm sick, Chris.
You're sick?
I'm sick.
Why are you sick?
You're sick too.
Well, I'm massively sick, but this is a performance, so I try and leave it at the door.
No, I can't. I can't leave my baggage at the door.
You can't.
I'm fed up. I'm just fed up. I'm fed up with the world right now and everything. And it's just, sometimes it's just a bit shit.
Fucking
annoying. Do you know what? Do you know what happened yesterday?
What happened?
Which really just got to us, right? Mm-hmm. I was on Instagram, Instasham, right?
Yeah.
Somebody, it started already. And I knew it was coming, but I didn't think it would affect us as much, right?
Right.
But I did know it was coming.
Okay.
I saw the first one yesterday.
What is it?
Okay, somebody had a picture of our little boys, and they said, I'm going to miss these two when they go back to school.
Fucking dickhead, idiot, bollocks, full of it.
Honestly.
Liar.
I wanted to cry.
Sorry, right, I've never done so much swearing so quickly.
And it's happening, I'm sorry. It's not natural to spend this much time around your children.
No.
And I love Robin to the end of the earth, but the day that he starts school cannot come quick enough.
Oh, God, yeah. Can't wait.
It's been like 6 months.
It's been the longest summer holidays ever. You know how kids get like irritable at the end of a 6 weeks holiday?
Yeah.
He's been at the end of his 6 weeks holiday for a month now, and he's had enough of us. He wants to be around other children. He wants some structure in his fucking life.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
He's so bored. And I'm bored, and I'm just... But yeah, I seen it yesterday, and I just thought there's going to be
gonna
loads of these.
These two. Yeah.
I'm going to miss these two.
You're lying.
What am I going to do without these two around? Have a life. You know what I mean? Breathe. Have a breath. Right? Have a bath. Have a frig.
Have a wank. Yeah, have a wank. Have a glass of wine at midday.
Honestly.
Jesus.
What am I going to do without these two? Oh, nah. Get in the bin. In the bin.
I can't wait for that, for him to go back to school. And then, like, it's just getting fucking... Some of the stuff now that is coming out of this, that, like yesterday you told me that we can't get him school shoes because school shoes have sold out.
Mm.
And then you've got to book at Clark's. You've got to book in at Clark's to go... I mean, Fucking hell. Like, how to make the mundane more mundane and irritating. Like, Jesus.
Do you know what I'm very annoyed at myself for, though?
Yeah.
Obviously, Robin's starting reception, which, don't know which part of the world you're in, but reception is basically the first year of school. And I, you know, wanted to be a great mum. And I was like, right, okay, well, his uniform, I ordered it big anyway. So he's got his uniform from last year.
Oh, cool.
So that's fine. Yeah. Just need to get him some new trousers. Yeah. But that's fine. His shoes he's grown out of. Great. And they've sold out, so don't know what I'm going to do there.
White trainers, Sharpie. Next question.
Can't wait. Yeah. His PE kit, you were meant to order it from the school website on the 1st of August because it takes a month to come.
Right.
Don't know why. I think it's being made in I
by,
don't know.
By hand in a cave. By hand in a cave. By it lands in.
And then somebody walks it to your house.
Yeah, by hand in a cave by a wizard in Land's End who then walks it up and delivers it by hand.
Yeah, so I've ordered that today. And so he's going to be possibly the only child.
Whoa, without the
proper uniform for PE.
Well, there's the box. You can go in the box.
What's the box?
The PE kit box. The spare PE kit box. You never used the spare PE kit
box? On his first week?
Yeah. Teach a kid a lesson. Down to earth with a bang. Have a taste of what the real world's like. Eh? Got your kegs? Go in that. Get in that box there. Right, get them ones out. Yeah, are they your size? Right, yeah. Bang them against the wall to loosen them off because they're rigid with all the screm on them. And then put them on.
Not in his first week. I'm really gutted.
I honestly think one of the casualties of COVID-19 is going to be the PE box. The spare PE kit is not going to be you can't lend anyone PE kit anymore. It's going to be one of the casualties.
Not going to be allowed.
Nah, not at all. Vest and knickers. It's going to be vest and knickers. First week of school, vest and knickers. Mm. There we go. Everyone call him Vesty for the rest of his time at school.
Robin Vesty. because I'm gutted about it. I feel like I've really let him down. I feel like I've let myself
PE
down.
Kit, but he can just put some shorts and a t-shirt and a
one of the badge on. All the other kids will have the badge on.
Where are they going? The local field? He's going to be in the school. It's not like his mates are going to go, what school are you going to? I was in your class, you know, but he's been sitting next to you.
He's not tagged, Chris. He's not got the school colours on. See what I mean? That's another thing. That's like the overnight oats. I'm just not good at this stuff.
Yeah, well, I think the whole thing here is you are very, very unorganised. You're unorganised and you also have a massive go at me when I try and do things straight away.
Mm.
You've got a real strange double-edged sword going on there where you're like, no, leave that, I'll not do it. Oh, I'm too late for that. And then I go, oh, that needs done, I'll do it now. Why are you doing it now? Just sit and wait 3 days for no reason? Well, I'll do it now because, you know, I might as well. No, just do it. Just wait, let it be late.
Do you know what's the matter with us? Don't know what's wrong with us.
We literally have millions of arguments where you say to me, why do you need to do that now? And I'm like, because it needs to be done and I'm here, so I'm going to do it now.
I know, and there's me, 26th of August, a month late,
ordering
me bids, first ever PE kit.
Skins and shirts. You know, he's got to be skins. You never play for shirts. He's got to play for skins.
What skins and shirts? Excuse me, snort.
Yeah, that was a horrible snort.
What skins and shirts?
So when you used to play football when you were younger,
right.
to decide who was on what team, if you were playing football with all your mates, it would be skins and shirts.
All right, okay, so
one team would be topless and one person would have the shirts.
Oh, great,
on.
Yeah, just get me tits out.
Yeah,
great.
Well, not you.
What?
Boys.
Right, okay.
Would you be shirts if that was the case?
Never ever heard of that in my life. Skins and shirts, that's great.
I might be naming it wrong. People might be listening to it now, kicking off, but skins and shirts is what I remember. But then again, I never played football, so I was
going to say how it's...
Skins and something. It might not have even been skins. All I'm saying is, one fucking hell, because you didn't all have, unless you're Richie Rich and your dad's made you and your mates a five-a-side kit for no fucking reason whatsoever. One lot so took the top just... skins and tops it might have been, I'm not sure.
So instead of like the little vest, like the luminous vest that you used to kind of put on in PE.
Oh, sorry, this wasn't sanctioned by the school. I'm talking...
So this is out of school.
Oh, yeah, I'm not talking like...
All right, I'm thinking...
PE teacher wasn't there going, right, off you, take your tops off. Like, oh, I am not...
All your favourites have got no shirts on, sir.
So why have all the best looking ones gone? Oh, I am not
Stop.
I'm not saying that at all. I meant when you're with your mates in the field. Fucking hell, Rosie.
Right, okay. I've never heard that in my life. And two, I genuinely thought you meant at your school. And just in my defence, your school has been knocked down.
Yeah, the two schools
You could have played skins and shirts. What a great idea.
I'll be honest with you. I think when a teacher is accused of misconduct, I think the normal procedure is to fire the teacher, not knock the school down. It's cursed! Knock it down! Do the ritual! Holy water on the site, get rid! Just fire him. No! Knock it down, flatten it! Build a house and estate! You fucking idiot. Knock down.
Babadoo, 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 ba! So this is out on Friday, obviously. Yeah. So yesterday, we would have been on This Morning.
Oh yeah, we're doing This Skype, Morning. Via Skype.
Which is exciting.
Yeah.
The other day, we had a research chat. So the people ring you and just kind of catch up with you, the researchers and stuff, and ask you loads of questions. So we're doing it via Skype. And the guy, the lovely guy, what was his name again? Because he listens to the podcast.
You know what it is? I feel really bad. I can't remember his name. But he was, he's on my Skype. No. But he's absolutely lovely lad. And he said he was weirdly a big fan of the podcast. He was a researcher, but he knew more than us, weirdly. He was quoting stuff from the podcast. I was like, I don't remember that episode. Yeah, yeah.
Anyway, hello, if you're listening.
Hey, man.
But the funny thing was, what I was going to say about it was you had to give your Skype address, didn't you?
I did.
To the researcher of This Morning.
Yeah.
And do you want to tell everyone what your Skype address is?
No. Because they're all Skypers, you fucking nutter.
Oh.
Are you stupid? Right, so guys, are you an idiot? So guys, I've got an old Skype address off when I was younger, right? And it's a bit stupid,
tell
and it's a bit of a joke.
Downloaders, what?
Yeah, it's a bit of a joke, and it's a bit, you know, everyone's got like an old. Oh, I can tell you my old Hotmail address.
What is that?
Right, because everyone's got an old old email. Because that's what this. I saw like a BBC Three thing once. It was like, when you're going for a job interview, get a new email address. You know, don't be sending like Chavy Dave 69 at
loose
Hotmail.
Lips.
Yeah, yeah.
Sexy loose lips.
My old when I was in year 11 at school. My old Hotmail address was skater_Ramsey.
Horrible.
Yeah.
That's awful. And was it with an 8 for the A?
No, but I missed a trick there.
Right, well, there you go.
Oh my God, I missed a massive trick there.
Here's a question for you.
Yeah.
What would it be now? If you could make up like a daft username, but it would have to represent your life now,
what would
it be?
KnackeredDad@hotmail.com?
Yeah.
Probably.
I like that.
Yeah, knackered dad. Can I just have 5 minutes sitting down?
At hotmail.com.
Yeah.
I think mine would
always be... Always tired@hotmail.com.
That's a good one.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Mine currently, with pregnancy state and everything, I think mine would
pig?
Be...
Big Fat Pig?
No, not Big
Roly
Fat Pig. Not far off.
Massive.
But thank
Planet.
You. That's awful. Stop it now. No, it would be...
Pound of Round?
Big...
The garage.
Let us see it.
Sorry.
Big nips and thick hips.
That was better than all of mine. Big nips and thick hips. Fantastic. Yeah, good.
I think that's
someone's going to take that. Someone's going to take them. They're going to take the Twitter for them and everything. Can we just pause for a moment and realise that you wanted me to give me Skype address to 40 million people?
It's hilarious.
You don't know how the internet works.
I don't know.
You don't know how stuff works.
Well, it's just very funny because there's been a couple of professional
really embarrassing. Yeah,
things
really
recently
embarrassing.
Where we've had to give you a Skype and it's the most horrific username.
It's so embarrassing. So when I'm on, when we were on This Morning, obviously if it's Friday now, you'll have seen it on Thursday when we were on This Morning, we would have been Skyped through by someone who looked and went, oh, we're going to Skype Chris Ramsey now. What's his address? What a wanker.
Yeah.
And then Skyped us. So yeah, there's that. Just, you know, it's nice to... I like to keep down earth. I like to keep down earth.
Yeah. He was a skater boy. Said to you later, boy.
He said Skype you later, boy. Babadoo, 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 ba. So we had another lovely trip in the motorhome, didn't we?
We did.
What a fantastic time.
Mm-hmm.
It was supposed to piss down all week, and we avoided the bad weather, had a lovely day at Alton Towers. Big shout out to Alton Towers. Amazing. Yeah. And then Longleat.
Mm-hmm.
Emma Weymouth's
Safari Park.
Longleat Safari Park. Oh, was good.
It was very good.
Specifically the bit where our child was almost eaten and attacked and killed by two apex predators.
Yeah.
That was quite good.
Yeah, that was fun.
It was a really strange mix of emotion.
What do you mean?
Basically, dear listener, what happened was we went on a safari. When I did Strictly, I did it with Viscountess Emma Weymouth, good friend of mine, royally. So, you know, it's just the circles I roll in. You know, should say her Skype name. I don't know it. basically, she sorted us like a full-on amazing like VIP Jeep experience where you get taken around in the zebra Jeep by some... We had a guy called Ian, who was a legend, who worked there for like 46 years. And what happens is, on a normal safari, you go on the roads, but you can come off the roads if the animals are just sitting in the corner. Ian just fucking takes you right up to where the tigers were. And we were sitting a couple of few meters, 10 meters away, maybe less.
Less than that,
from
Chris.
The tiger.
Yeah.
And it was just sitting chilling until it spotted Robin in the back of the car. And it was such a strange experience because I was so interested and fascinated by this animal, but I was very aware that all it was thinking was, I'm going to kill your son.
I want to eat your child.
It was crazy, wasn't it? So it basically saw him moving in the back of the van and it just sort of straightened up a bit. Its head went sort of straight outward and it started doing the shoulder thing.
Yeah.
Where they sort of go towards, and it was going to attack the car, wasn't it?
It genuinely was. And bless Robin, he's not one of them kids who really gets fazed or gets scared. Like, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And he was kind of like laughing and he's going, what's he doing? And then we were joking, being like, oh, Robin, you kind of want to eat you. And then you just saw his face, like, started really shitting himself. I was like, we're going to have to move because Robin's genuinely terrified. This isn't very nice. Like, actually, can we move now?
It was that moment where it was like, we kept saying, oh, the animals are going to eat you. We made him have a bath in the morning just because he needed one. He hadn't had one for like 3 days. But like, the animals will smell you and then want to eat you. And he's like, ha, ha, ha. And then we're like, oh, it wants to eat you, Robin. He was like, ha, ha. And then he looked and he was like, oh, fuck. No, and it was just, it was so incredible. It was amazing experience. And it, obviously it didn't. And the place is 100% safe and the guys are amazing. And we did just drive off. But, oh my God, such a weird, weird experience.
It was very good.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
It's time for arguably the worst part of everyone's week. I know it's the worst part of my week. Here we go.
This is Rosie's Mysteries.
Never knew that.
Oh, God.
You're kidding.
I'm not.
Oh.
No way.
Yes, way.
Mysteries, 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 mysteries. Informative mysteries, mysteries, mysteries. Rosie's mysteries, mysteries, mysteries.
I've got such little respect for this bit, I'm going to have a jelly while it's happening.
You arsehole.
Can you hear me eating a jelly?
Hello and welcome back to Rosie's Mysteries.
we've had an interval of a week.
Wow, you are nasty. You'll be glad to know
you've
got an actual mystery this week.
Okay, can I probably take a guess as to why you've got an actual mystery this week? Is it because when we were on with our dear friend, the producer from this morning, whose name we can't remember, and he was a legend, I actually said to him, I said to the guy from this morning on the phone call, I said, as a producer, what is your opinion on Rosie's Mysteries as a segment? And he said, do you want my honest opinion? And we said, yes. And
I didn't say yes. I said, yes. Are you all right?
And he went, oh, I like the theme tune.
Said it lacked a bit of content.
Lacked a bit of content.
Hey, listen, I can take constructive criticism.
Yeah.
Okay, so this is an actual mystery.
Oh, shit.
And we need to solve this.
Okay.
So here we go. Dear Rosie and Chris.
Oh.
Yeah, it's a full-on mystery.
So someone sent her a mystery?
A mystery. She needs it solved.
Okay.
Me and my boyfriend are big fans of the podcast and thought you might be interested in a little lockdown mystery that happened a few weeks ago.
Mysteries.
Please keep us...
Kind of
anonymous. That was the worst whistling I've ever heard.
Excuse me, I think you're fine. You're the worst whistler ever.
I'm a good
it's one of my beefs, actually. It's in the thing somewhere when you walk around the house whistling. It sounds like a fucking kettle. I hate it.
That's what whistle. The kettles whistle.
Yeah,
so that's
but
a good...
not in tune. They just go screaming through pursed lips. Anyway, come on. On with your tribe.
My boyfriend is currently with me and my family during Rona.
Right.
Fucking. We are both in our early/mid-20s and have been dating for almost 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
Brackets for context.
Mm-hmm.
With us at home are my parents and my 18-year-old brother.
Got you.
The other night, mid-floor play.
Floor play?
Foreplay. But I said, for some reason I said floor play.
Well, first you said floor, mid-floor.
Did I?
I didn't know if they were, I don't know if they were rapping in the booth, flowing. But then floor play, I don't know what that was, but no, yeah.
It's foreplay, but on the floor.
Right, mid-foreplay. Mm-hmm. Well, all of them, brother and everyone.
No, just her and
just
him.
Just her and him. Great, they're brave. Yeah. So you're locked down with your full family.
I know.
And, oh, no.
So the other night, mid-foreplay, he asked if I wanted to grab one of my vibrators. I have two that we use.
Right.
Is this creating some suspense?
It's just weird.
We opened the bedside drawer they are kept in, but they were nowhere to be found.
Oh, God.
We started freaking out.
Turn that off.
And pulling apart my room, trying to find them.
Turn that off, it's freaking us out.
That's what Rosie's Mysteries is all
right,
about.
Right, okay.
After almost 30 minutes of looking and worried that someone in the house had for some reason took them, he opened one of his drawers and found them both lying there. I knew for certain I'd not put them there, and he claims he didn't either. However, the last time we'd used one of them was quite a few days before, and since then, I knew that he'd been very drunk and gone into the same drawer that they were kept to find his cigarettes. I think that drunk him thought it would be funny to hide the vibrators just for the lols. He denies this, but the other option is that someone in my family has been snooping in my room and messing with us. We'd love to hear your guys' opinion on what may have happened, or maybe we have a ghost.
That is a mystery.
So what do you think happened?
I think you should immediately turn that vibrator sound off, because that was the worst.
You've got 30 seconds.
I've got 30 seconds.
Off you go.
Well, I've got 30 seconds to answer that. But is there an answer? So I've got 30 seconds to guess.
Yes.
What? This is my... I think possibly he may have put them in the wrong drawer while drunk. Or he might have got them out and had a blast on his own.
Right.
While drunk, got them out, had a blast on his own.
Okay.
But it's possible, more possible, that a family member who cleans the room moved them.
Right.
And I'm telling you what now, you think that they're not, it's that one. If you think your family members don't know where your vibrators are, you're fucking wrong. They know exactly where they are.
So you go with family members.
Case closed. Family member. Case closed.
Great. Well done.
And there's no answer?
There is no answer.
Pointless. This is the worst. It's the worst segment of anything ever. God.
I think I'm going to stick to truth. Of day. True or false?
True or false? You yes. can't even talk.
Oh, Chris, I'm pregnant and I'm so tired. And I'm just, I don't know what's happening with my body and my life. And I'm just...
Oh, God. Good God. Babadoo, 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 ba. It's time for What's Your Beef?
What's your beef, you little beef and little bastard?
Hey, that's where Barry came
that's
from,
where,
that's, isn't it?
That is where he arrived, isn't
that's
it?
That's where he came
long,
from.
Long time ago. Hey. I can still remember.
What's your beef?
My beef this week is you keep talking to me,
mm-hmm.
but I can't hear what you're saying.
Right.
And you keep saying, you're going deaf.
Yeah.
And I say to you, you mumble like a motherfucker. And I can't understand what you do mumble.
I'm a loud person.
Yeah, when you want to be. Sitting in the front of that van or in the front of the car or just in the house, you're a little squeaky little mumbling, little squeaky little mouse. And I can't hear what you're saying.
I think you're going deaf. I think you need your ears cleaned.
I am not going deaf.
I'm going to get my ears cleaned on Friday, right?
You've told us 25 times.
Oh, you heard that, did you? Huh? Heard that? I think you've got selective hearing, right? And I think you look at your phone and I think you don't listen properly or you're going deaf. I'm not a mumbler. I'm a very loud person. I've been told off every single fucking teacher I've ever had in my life that I'm loud and I never shut up, right? Everyone knows I'm loud. I'm loud as fuck. Me tour manager says when he's sound checking us that I'm the loudest person he's ever sound checked. And he sound checked Al Murray and he says I'm even louder than Al Murray. I'm horrendously loud. I'm a very loud person. You're just fucking A, ignorant, B, ignoring us, or C, your ears are manky and they need a cleaning. Now, I'm going on Friday, right? It's your birthday coming up on Sunday, right? I'll treat you. Get your earwax cleaned out because I'm going to get mine done.
This is the thing, right? I've never had that done.
Well, there we go.
You talk about getting your ears cleaned, like you're blooming.
I've got overproductive wax.
Making a cake. I don't understand
this. They make too many. My ears make too much wax, man. It's manky.
Oh, that's vile.
It's horrible. I have to get it like sucked out. But afterwards, it's amazing. You can hear people's thoughts and stuff. Yeah, it's amazing. You can hear everything afterwards.
Do you genuinely think any of them cleaned?
Probably. Possibly. Yeah. I'm not sure.
I do use a lot of conditioner.
What's that got to do with it?
Well, it might have gone in my ears.
Why just conditioner? Why not other stuff? Why just?
But I don't put anything else near my ears, do I?
What about shampoo?
But that's not thick.
What do you mean?
Conditioner's quite thick.
You think your ears are full of conditioner?
I don't know. Possibly. I don't know. I
do use a lot of conditioner.
You know what I mean, though? I condition my hair, and that could run into my ears.
Right. When you put water in your ears in the shower, so if you turned your head on the side and you let the water go in your ear, what would happen?
I don't know.
Would not be here for a second, and then if you tilt your hair, would all the water come straight back out?
No, it gets stuck in there quite a lot.
Yeah, you've got wax in. You need to get them in.
Really?
Yeah.
You need to get them. Is it nice?
Fucking amazing.
Does it feel good after?
Hurts a little bit and is really loud.
Right, okay.
Because it's like a really tiny little hoover and it's right in your ear. And sometimes, which is the worst, sometimes a little bit of wax goes half across the opening and makes it like...
Oh, no, I wouldn't right like inside that. Your head. I wouldn't enjoy that.
My eyes water while it's happening, but afterwards, Chris. Oh, it's no, like a superpower like afterwards. You can hear everything.
It's like eating a bit of tinfoil by accident. You ever done that before?
No.
Have you never ever ate a bit of foil by accident?
No, I make sure all wrapping is off my food. I don't just tear into it like a fucking bear and just go for it. I make sure all the wrapping and stuff is off.
It's the worst feeling in the world.
Really?
Eating a bit of foil. Oh, my
word. Is that because
you've
got fillings?
Maybe. I haven't got that many. I've only got two fillings. It's just horrific.
Really?
Chris.
I've never experienced it.
I can't believe you've never ate foil.
You've never lived. Yeah, no one, get this down here.
Like by accident on a so if there's a bit of food and there's foil on there by accident, I've done it loads.
No, but that's there's the difference between you and me. I'll open the foil and I'll make sure it's all gone. But you probably don't even open the foil by the bit that it's folded on, do you? You probably just rip the top bit like a bear going into a picnic. Am I right?
Well, no, it's not like it hasn't been on a sandwich or something. I'm talking like maybe it's on a Kit Kat or something. What do you mean?
It's such a different colour. How can you read
it? I don't know. Anyway, I've ate foil loads.
Right. And you know what? And this goes back to you. Preparation and take more care when you're doing things.
Right. Thank you,
you're eating foil left, right and centre and you're bloody them oats. They'll never get bloody overnighted. Whatever. Or whatever the adjective is there.
Done. Would have done.
My beef with you this week is, right, you are currently... refusing outright to be my drinking buddy. And I've had enough of it. Rosie, I'm sick of drinking on my own. I'm fed up with it.
Chris, I'm bragging.
No excuse. Absolutely no excuse. I'm sick. Every night of that motorhome, I sat outside on my own drinking. Part two of my beef, by the way. You don't leave the motorhome.
What?
We pull up. People must think I'm away on my own. And you know what? I was sitting there the other week, right? Do you remember when we were away the first time in the motorhome and we pulled up onto the place in Harrogate and everyone came up and said, oh, lovely motorhome, and they're seeing how nice it was. And then a bigger, much better one pulled up next to it. And everyone made a point of coming back and telling me that I was shit now compared to that one.
Yes.
That was nice. Thanks, everyone. And I remember the man and the kid got out and did a few things and then I could just see the shadow of a woman moving around inside like a horror film. And I was like, oh, look at her. She never leaves. And then I realised the other day, that's you. You don't set foot out of that motorhome.
I like just pottering on inside.
It's fucking weird. Everyone must think I'm there on my own. I sit outside on my own drinking because you won't join us. Selfish. Antisocial.
Not
right?
allowed.
Antisocial. And then, everyone's just like, oh, look at him on his own. Oh, no, look, there's a shadow of a woman moving around in there, but she never leaves.
Oh, she looks lovely though, doesn't she?
No, she doesn't.
Look at that.
No.
Svelte figure.
Oh, look at her through the fly net.
I just like staying inside.
It's,
don't
honestly,
tell me how to enjoy me motorhome.
You're like, honestly, you're like a little motorhome hermit. You don't come
well,
out.
Well, maybe I'm a little bit jealous of you sitting outside drinking.
Well, come sit outside. Who doesn't have a drink?
I'm not allowed.
Stupid. Fed up, mate.
Sorry.
I know you can't.
I'll be back soon.
I do miss me little drinking buddy. Do you know that?
I know. That's
me
beef you with too. You.
Miss me little drinking buddy. Drinking on my own. Ugh. And then I go out with Carl Hutchinson, I try and keep up with him, and I end up bedridden for 2 days. Because he drinks like it's gone out of fashion. Drinks like a pool filter. Water, just liquid, just flying through him. Just like a fucking basking shark. But start coming out of the motorhome, it's get weird. I sit outside on my own. You know what the worst bit is? I always put the three chairs out, and you and Robin don't come out, and I sit there with two empty chairs next to us. Like a right wanker.
I'm not coming out.
Honestly, I'm expecting someone to walk past and go, nice chairs, got any mates for them?
Cheers, Billy.
Absolutely sick of it.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Babadoo, 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 ba. It's time for questions from the public.
And the pews from the pews and the pews from the pews.
Public. As always, guys, thank you so much for all of your wonderful, wonderful emails. If you want to get in touch, it's shagmaudenoid@gmail.com. Send us anything you actually want. We'll love it. And this week, Rosie's done the question, so I get to sit back and judge.
Send us anything you want, except from the people who keep asking me to do adverts on Instagram for chin bloody them strap things.
I didn't know this was happening.
True story.
This is great. So people keep sending you emails asking you to do adverts for chin straps.
To make your chin smaller.
Wow.
You know how I jokingly did it one time on Instagram? I bought one as a joke to try it out, realised this is a crock of shit. People have been sending us loads of emails to do an advert for them. And I'm like, no, I'm all right, thank you.
Oh, I didn't know that. That's made me very happy.
Yeah. There's loads.
That's very good.
Anyway. Hi, Rosie and Chris. Why can't... what is wrong? 20 weeks preggers. And I've just... I think I've lost about 1,000 brain cells.
1,000 brain cells?
Is that a lot or not?
I don't think so.
Oh, God.
I think you've got millions and millions and millions.
I've lost a lot. Anyway. Hi, Rosie and Chris. I have a question for you. Since the start of lockdown... I've been speaking to this guy from Bumble on Snapchat.
What?
Bumble.
Is Bumble a place?
I think Bumble is an online dating thing.
Right.
For kicking it with the kids.
Right.
I think it's a bit younger and cooler than Tinder.
Bumble?
Mm-hmm. I think it's been going for a while.
Sounds weird. Bumble?
Anyway, she met him on Bumble, but now she's talking to him on Snapchat.
Right, is that better?
Dunno.
Am I 93 years old?
I think so.
Well, I don't know. See, I'm Bumble. Oh, my day, Bumble was flowers and bees and honey and sweet tooth. I had a sweet tooth. I used to do a podcast. I ate jellies.
Like, then Snapchat can fuck off. I don't know what's going on with
Snapchat. Well, I didn't think you could talk on Snapchat. I just thought it was pictures.
I don't know what it is. I know that people send each other a lot of dick things and vagina photos, and there's a lot of porn going on Snapchat.
Is there?
Well, I know that one time the Snapchat account tweeted... You know we see all your snaps, right? ? And everyone was like, oh. And yeah, so I think it's just like...
Ew.
I think people just send their willies to everyone.
Oh,
but it's okay because it disappears after 5 seconds, so it doesn't count, still counts.
You can screenshot them, can't you?
You can indeed.
Ew. Ew. Anyway, things have been going well, but we haven't met yet as I've been shielding up until recently.
Okay.
His family are from another part of the UK, but he works locally to me, Northwest London.
Okay.
He has gone back home these last 2 weeks and has been posting on his Snapchat stories him spending time with his family.
Okay.
Now, I know what you're thinking. This sounds fine. And so it does. I was crushing that bit harder, knowing that he also has a good relationship with his family.
Right.
I think that means she really liked him.
Fancy him a bit more. Is that a thing that women care about?
What?
like, oh, I like him. And, oh, look, he's nice with his family. That's a thing.
Yeah, it is an important thing.
Really?
I think.
That's really weird.
Well, you don't want someone who's addicted to their family, do you?
Men don't care about that shit. Not in these stages. No way. But that's weird. But
so lads don't care if a girl gets out? No, they probably don't.
No. Yeah. No, not the slightest. No.
Okay. Stop eating squashies while we're bloody doing the podcast.
Swallowed it now. No, I don't think any... No. All right, mate. Oh, yeah. He's seen this last... Oh, yeah. Snapchat. Oh, are you doing any naked photos? Yeah. Oh, yeah. Couple. Oh, you're going to meet up with her? Yeah, maybe. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Good stuff. Yeah. Also, she seems to have a really good relationship with her dad. What? Well, you know, like her and her dad, like she took her dad out. And I think that's like a nice quality look for. I'm going to go home, mate. This night out's got really weird. Why are you doing this? Do you know what I mean? It's just not, it's not something that a lad would say to someone. I hope I'm not generalising here, but I just, it's very interesting. It's interesting that she said that. It's a really lovely thing.
As a female perspective,
yeah.
I don't know if you would say it out loud, but I think you'd think it. I think you'd go, oh, he gets on dead canny with his mum and his dad.
Yeah. Oh, well, yeah, she hasn't said it out loud, she's sent it to us, she's written it there, which is fair enough, it's like an internal monologue, isn't it? But all I'm saying is, literally, no, I don't know anyone who would find that a thing. It might just be because I just know, hang around with a load of bastards, or people who don't care, but I just don't think as a man, it's interesting. It is interesting. Yeah.
This is where we might differ, Chris.
Well.
You know what I mean?
Well.
It's important to me. Cool. So, she was crushing that bit hard, and knowing that he got on with his family.
Lovely.
Until today. He told me that he was meeting up with his gran for lunch and was excited as he hadn't seen her in a while. Sweet.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Imagine my surprise / horror when he puts a picture on his stories of her with the caption, "Date with the Gilf."
Oh, that's just a joke.
Well, I know. So she's put, now, I'm assuming he must know what the ILF bit stands for and therefore must be that bit too close with his family.
Oh, brilliant. Fucking typical woman. This is horrible. Oh, well, I am crushing on him. He likes getting on with his family. Oh, no, I've decided it's too much. He's joking about his... I hate the world. Oh, I'm so annoyed.
So, yeah. So if you don't know, GILF, it comes from MILF, which is from... American Pie?
I think American Pie was the first people to do it. It might have been a thing before American Pie, but it was a mom I'd like to fuck.
Yeah.
So GILF is obviously granddad or granny I'd like to fuck.
Yeah.
But that's a joke.
Well, she's put, would you take it as a bad joke, like I'm hoping it is, or should I run whilst I have the chance?
Oh, yeah, no, it's not a joke and he's fucking his nana. Of course it's a joke, you idiot.
I don't think it's a joke. I think he's genuinely having a little bit of an affair with his gran. Anyway, and she did email again and said, hi, would just like to follow this email up with an update.
Oh, wow.
Which I like that.
Thank you.
That.
Organised. Amazing.
So things have been busy for me at work the past week or so. So we haven't been talking as much. I then got to Snapchat him yesterday and the message was showing as pending. The boy had blocked me on everything with no warning. I'd like to stress that both of us are in our 20s. Him 24, me 22. So I'm honestly just a bit annoyed. Brackets furious that he's decided to end it this way rather than talk to me face to face. You know what's happened?
What?
He's left her for his nana.
His nana's got jealous. Listen, love, if we're going to make this a thing, I want you to block all your other lasses on Snapchat, on Bumble, on Trumble, Tinder, Winder, Grindr, Schneider. Bloody plenty of fish, plenty more fish. Werther's Originals. Where there's unoriginals.
Black Bullets.
What's that?
They're a hard sweet that my granddad used to eat.
Oh, right, okay.
In front of his car.
Oh, it sounded like a really dodgy date nap.
Do you know what something's just reminded me of?
What?
Just talking about, I mean, horrible, horrible segue.
Mm.
Because, you know, my nana's still alive.
Yeah.
And she's lovely.
Uh-huh.
My granddad sadly isn't. But I just had a little memory there because I said Black Bullets in the front of my granddad's car. He did always have Black Bullets in there.
I do remember them. Yeah.
In like a white and black tin, I think. Yeah, they're beautiful. Yeah. Anyway, do you know what else he had in his car?
What?
He had, because obviously I'm from a Catholic family.
Uh-huh.
And in his little Fiat Punto, his little orange Fiat Punto, right? Yeah. Had this... like it was Jesus's like hand,
uh-huh.
But it was like a little statue of it, yeah. Right?
He had a statue of Jesus.
No, it was just
hand.
It was very small. It was probably the size of your thumb.
Okay.
Okay, and it was Jesus's hand and had like a rosary bead around it.
Right. Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
I remember, I just remember on numerous occasions, I don't know why this is stuck in my head. I remember being out with my whole family at a picnic or something, right? And there not being a spoon or a knife.
Fuck off.
And we use that.
No way.
To butter a sandwich.
That is, I mean, I'm not even massively religious and I'm offended by that.
Use that
that's
little
terrible.
That little Jesus hand.
That is
to butter
terrible.
A sandwich.
That is
more than once.
Yeah,
that's why that memory is in
it.
My head. I think that's in my mum's car
well,
now.
Know, fishes and loaves and that, you know, it's making the most of it.
Exactly.
I think Jesus would be proud.
Feeding the 5,000.
Honestly, at first, when you said a statue of Jesus' hand, I thought you meant like full size.
Like, on the passenger
like
seat.
Full size, like life size, just like a hand. Like, what's that? Oh, it's me Jesus' hand replica. Why is it in your glove box? I get you. Right.
With your black bullets.
Anyway, come on, pass the hummus. Pass the little... The hummus of Christ.
Hummus?
The hummus of Christ. Oh, no, not your family.
From Southwick.
Oh, not your family at all. Babadoo, babadoo,
babadoo, ba. Hi, Rosie and Chris. Whilst listening to the podcast last week, it reminded me of a story I was told about potentially the worst best man at a wedding that I thought you would find interesting.
Ooh.
It's important to know that this isn't my story, but one I was told by a friend that was working as a caterer at the wedding.
Oh.
It's just too good not to share.
Nice.
The wedding was huge and had been booked in a fancy marquee on a golf course in Essex.
Ooh.
No expenses spared by the loving parents of the bride-to-be. My friend, who was working as part of the catering team, was just doing their job as required until it came to the traditional speeches where they were instructed to stand at the back. At that point, the father of the bride stood up and started making his speech, which was all about how wonderful his daughter is and how happy they are for the newlywed couple,
nice.
as it should be.
Nice.
As he comes to the end, he looks over at the couple and says, "We have one final gift for you two. Two around-the-world tickets for you both to enjoy as your honeymoon."
Wow.
I know.
Holy shit.
Not bad, that is it. Around the world.
Bloody Essex for you. They got a few quid down there.
I know.
Tell
is
you
that
what.
Still a thing, around-the-world tickets?
Well, I mean, I hope they're stopping off. I hope it's not just... Yeah, there's a massive plane journey.
47 hours.
Yeah, you're getting off in Sydney, you're getting straight back on, and you're coming back the other way around. Hope you like plain food, motherfucker.
Where would you go on an around-the-world trip? Because that would take a long time.
Well, I mean, I don't know.
It's a bit of a stupid thing to say, isn't it?
Well, I imagine it's probably a show-offy thing. It's probably, yeah. He has two around-the-world tickets, but it's probably, if I was going to go around the world, I imagine you would go somewhere in Europe, then maybe Dubai or Shanghai or somewhere around there, Asia. Then you'd probably go maybe Japan, then Australia, New Zealand, then a couple of places in America, and then back.
But that's not around the world. This is a very
silly...
Well,
what would you walk around with a trundle wheel?
Well, I just don't think you should...
Just measuring it.
I don't think you should say an around the world trip. I think that's so outdated.
It's very bullseye, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's like you'd win it on bullseye.
Yeah.
Like, it's 90s game show and a generation game. An around the world trip. Yeah.
It's just not a thing.
Might have been a cruise.
That would make more sense.
Might have been a cruise.
You'd go a lot more places.
Yeah, yeah.
It just annoyed us a bit.
Are you just jealous because I can't fly anywhere? Are you just jealous? Is that what
I just think, and we've got you an around-the-world ticket for you and your partner around the world. Oh, God, where are we going? Around the world. But where exactly? Not just around the world. Oh, right? Okay, great. Can't wait. Stupid. Anyway. The wedding guests were so touched by this, and the bride burst into tears, thanking her parents for such a generous gift that she really wasn't expecting, because she's never been around the world.
The groom said, "We're specifically around the world." Stop clapping, everyone. Stop crying. Dry eyes. We're specifically, Dave, where we're stopping?
Do we need injections?
Great.
Around the world, you're going to need some sort of injections.
It's very vague.
It's really... I actually hadn't really noticed it that at the first time I read this. But the second time round, I'm really annoyed by that stupid present. You know that them parents, all their mates will be at that wedding.
Oh, yeah.
They've paid for it. They've invited all of the stupid mates.
Yeah.
And he stood up and went, around the world.
Yeah, everyone's clapped. It's a golf course in Essex. There will be no fewer than 100 white Range Rovers outside with personalised regs, I guarantee you.
That's really irritated me.
Will you just calm down?
Anyway.
Around the world?
It's 2020. People have got phones with accessible maps on. It's not like back in the 70s when you go around the world, everyone would go, around the world? We're going to Italy? people know what the world's like now.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Silly. Mm. Very silly.
Flat Earth has to be furious as well.
Exactly.
Can't go around the flat Earth.
You can't. As the father of the bride gave the travel vouchers over to the groom.
Vouchers. I get more annoyed at every... I'm sorry to revisit it again, but I get more annoyed at every single... Right, where we're going now? Right, this is Australia, New Zealand. Have you got the Australia, New Zealand voucher, Gary? Oh, God, where is it? Oh, handed that in on the last leg of the trip. Oh, God, we're stranded.
How many countries is there in the world?
Oh, yeah.
Hundreds? Yeah. What a stupid thing to say.
Rosie, they're not going to
every
country.
I'm sorry, but no, then don't stand up at a wedding and go... For your honeymoon, you're going around the world. No, you're not.
You're going to a few places.
For your honeymoon, you know what we've done? We've booked you a lovely little island hopping trip.
Yeah.
And they're a surprise of where you're going. Take away the around the world, you fucking bellend. I'm sorry. I hate him. If you bought our kids at the wedding day, right, say we're doing really well, and you bought, and we're like, right, okay, where would they like to go? They've always wanted to go to India, okay, and then maybe they could, on the way back, they could go there, right, okay. You wouldn't stand up and say, we've bought you some tickets around the world.
Well, Rosie, I will now.
Don't you dare remember this.
I'm telling you.
Don't you dare.
Every event now, someone is going to get an around the world ticket from me. Other people's weddings. I'm going to be like miles at the back, like friend of a friend, work colleagues. Like ding, 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 ding. And I'll just stand up and go, thank you. So you don't know me, Chris, this is my wife, Rosie. Guys, I know we haven't known each other. I've got you to wait from us, right? It's over there on the table, vouchers. Around the world.
Oh, don't, because you will and I'll be so annoyed. Anyway.
It's very good.
Oh, I'm so annoyed. So, the father of the bride gave his stupid travel vouchers over.
Yeah. Southern Hemisphere, Northern Hemisphere, both, all the way around. North to south, around, like the poles, around the middle. All of it.
You're going in a hot air balloon around the world in 90 days.
Do you know what's around the world in 80 days? Are they stopping off?
It's COVID.
Did you say around the world in 90 days? Is that it? Coronavirus, you can't go around the world in 80 days anymore. It's 90 now.
You've got a queue 2 metres apart.
You've got to stop that. You've got to be 2 metres apart from the other hot air balloon.
It takes ages.
Fucking hell.
Is it 80 days? I thought it was 90 days.
Around the world in 80 days? No. What have you been watching? You've been watching the slow one. Did you have on half speed, like when people put this podcast on?
Probably. So anyway, the story, right. Chris. The groom stood up to do his speech. He started with the normal thanks to everyone that came, but then suddenly the mood changed and he turned to his wife, father-in-law, and the best man who sat beside them and said, I would like to thank you for these most amazing tickets around the stupid world.
Great.
I didn't say that. However, I am pretty sure they are best suited for my wife and best man, who have been having an affair behind my back all this time.
Fuck off. Yeah. You are joking.
Apparently so. There was a stunned silence and a look of horror from the bride and the best man as their secret had been revealed. My friend, who was standing at the back with the other caterers, just looked at each other, not knowing what to do.
Jesus.
At that moment, the bride got up and ran out, chased behind by her parents and the best man. The groom, on the other hand, just stood there, held up his glass and said, cheers, everyone, and sat down again to what seemed to be a well-fulfilled plan of his.
Wow.
All in shock of what had just happened in front of them, my friend asked his caterer manager what they should do. She turned around and just said, carry on as normal, I guess. So as instructed, all the catering staff walked around clearing plates and topping up glasses, wine and champagne. Amazingly, some of the guests even stayed. And as the DJ was already set up, the groom asked him to continue.
Fucking hell! I've got to respect that. I respect that very much.
The last little bit, it says, it turns out that the groom had found out a couple of days before the wedding, but instead of cancelling everything, thought it would be much more of a payback to reveal everything after they had got married.
Cold motherfucker, that is good.
Would you do that?
Good. No. Come on, I need to do things immediately. I would have found out, I would have done something immediately. I would have, whatever I would have done, it would have been instantaneous. I'm very reactionary.
Because if you'd have found that out, how could you have stood at the altar and done it all? Like, that's quite... don't get me wrong. I mean, she's obviously in the wrong, having an affair with the best man, whatever. But that's quite callous, I think, of him, as well as her. Why has she still gone through... Why do people still go through weddings?
That's crazy. Well, like, we've heard loads of things of people cheating on people on stag do's and hen do's and on this podcast.
With the best men and ushers and all that.
Yeah, yeah. So
it's very cliche. It's very around the world. Don't you think?
It's very around the world.
I'm starting to believe this isn't true, actually.
I think no. Stranger things will have happened. Yeah.
I think caterer stories would be interesting.
I guarantee you, everyone at that wedding about the groom all day were like, oh, he's nervous, isn't he? Because you can get away with being fucking weird on a day like that. If you're not a performer, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I've seen people shit in their pants on their wedding days. Shit in their pants. Carl Hutchinson was really nervous on his wedding day, and he is a performer.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So all day, the guy could have been like, and he could have just been, oh, he's not being himself. You know, he's a bit nervous. And then boom, he drops that. And I bet he was proper fucking chilled after that.
Do you think?
Wow.
That's so grim.
Then poor caterers. Just storms out. Cheers, everyone. Red or white? Would you like red or white, sir? Or champagne?
Well, here's another question. Would you stay at the wedding?
What course were we on?
Well, you'd have been finished your food by then.
Is coffee still coming?
Probably.
And
DJ set up.
DJ
set up.
I'm on for the DJ.
Got a babysitter for the night.
There'll be no first dance. Yeah, I'd probably stay for a bit.
Yeah, I'd stay for a bit. I love a wedding, mate.
Yeah, yeah. I'd probably go and make sure he was all right. I'd probably go to see the groom and say, oh, yeah, all right.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd go outside for a cigarette, even though I don't smoke, but I'd specifically get a cigarette so I could go and stand and see what was happening in the car park with them guys.
Yeah.
Oh,
would you buy the around the world tickets off the father-in-law?
I'd need a lot of questions. There'd be a lot of questions.
Yeah.
I'd literally go, would you show us on a map where these go? And then I'll consider it.
Would you dress him down publicly in the car park and tell him that it's not actually around the world, because that's impossible and it would take you years?
Not on that day.
Right. Oh, yeah, he's got other stuff going on. He's busy, I suppose.
Yeah, I'm not going to kick a guy while he's down.
The next morning, maybe.
You know, all this money you've wasted, by the way, can I just tell you that your whole present's a load of bullshit as well, mate? Cheers. No, stop crying. No, stop consoling your daughter. Look at this Google Maps on my phone. Look, technically, it's impossible, right?
Have they not got a job? Does your daughter work? Does he work? It's a very presumptuous gift.
I mean, to properly go around the world, it would, years. Yeah, it would be. Getting back when you're 70.
I'd be quite annoyed if someone I wouldn't, because it would be lovely, but bought you a holiday, you'd be like, well, when's it booked for? And they go, well, this day. You go, well, I can't. I've got a meeting at work that day. This was a really inconsiderate gift. Why didn't you ask us?
Speaking of inconsiderate gifts, you've just reminded me of something.
What?
Oh, my God.
What?
So I was talking to someone the other day, right, who said for their wedding, they were given two hamsters.
Oh, that's horrible. That's terrible.
Isn't that the worst
gift?
Didn't we have someone on the podcast who was given two birds?
Yes, that was
someone
hilarious.
I personally know. I don't want to say who it is, but I spoke to someone the other day who said they got sent for they got given for their wedding two hamsters.
Do they have children?
No, they got given two hamsters, and one of the hamsters ate the other hamster.
That's awful. You don't give pets.
Worst as present presents. Ever. Worst present ever.
That's horrific.
Horrible.
Would you rather have the hamsters or the round the world trip?
Hamsters.
Yeah, me too. Babadoo, 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 ba. Hi, Rosie and Chris.
Hello.
I think I have a story that needs to be shared, and seeing as you guys don't shy away from anything gross, I thought this would be the perfect place to share. Please
Wonderful.
Keep me in on.
Yes.
It's not that gross, but that's fine.
I'll be the judge of that. Let's go.
It's not gross at all. Anyway. Okay. I was seeing this guy.
Sorry, I was practicing.
I was seeing this guy. I use the term seeing loosely.
Mm-hmm. Shagging.
I'm guessing so, yeah.
Cool.
And we ended up getting an Uber to his after a night out in the Toon that ended up in Powerhouse. I can't really remember much of the night, but I do remember being waken up fairly promptly the next morning as he had family coming up to see him. We hadn't been seeing each other very long, but he offered me eggs for breakfast, which I thought was really sweet.
Oh, okay.
That's quite nice, isn't it?
Yeah.
And walking up like, oh, sorry, you're going to have to go. I've got my family coming around. What would you like some eggs for breakfast? How do you like your eggs in the morning? I like mine with a kiss. Oh,
I like mine in a hurry before your family get here. I don't find that nice at all. I don't find that nice at all. I find, are you hungover slightly? You know, I've been out. Wake up, right? Your family are coming. Right, inhale these eggs, then fuck off.
And eggs is not the greatest. Actually, yeah, you're right. Eggs, why just eggs?
Hey, I think we'd
rather have a sausage sandwich.
I think we're a couple of miserable bastards.
I think we are.
We've turned down so far a trip around the world, eggs on a morning, and two hamsters.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hate them all. she thinks it's very sweet.
Okay, very good.
He asked how many I wanted, and I just said one. Was not in a good state and didn't want to have anything too risky.
Got
so
you.
She just wants one egg.
That's the saddest breakfast
it's
in the world.
Really weird. It gets worse. Whilst he disappeared to make the eggs, I wondered what he'd come back with. Ooh. Poached egg, a nice greasy fried egg sandwich, maybe scrambled eggs if he was being fancy. It was none of these.
I've just worked out what he came back with.
Yeah.
Right.
It was none of these. Instead, he presented to me a single egg with the shell on in a bolognese stained Tupperware box. I laughed thinking it was just a raw egg and he said, careful, it'll be hot.
He just handed her an egg.
Turns out he'd hard-boiled me an egg and expected me to eat it on the way out of the door and bite into it as you would an apple.
I fucking called it. I called it. Eat this egg and fuck off. Eat it like an apple. She's going to look like a head case getting on the bus with a Tupperware box with a hard-boiled egg rattling around in it. And then she's going to be the worst person ever for eating a freshly fucking hard-boiled egg on the bus.
Walk of shame.
Awful.
I'm not being funny. I love a hard-boiled egg, right? It's actually one of my favourite ways to eat eggs.
Right.
But I do not enjoy a hard-boiled egg the morning after a session on the drink. It would be the last thing I would go to.
That's honestly just the texture alone.
Mm-hmm.
Walk of shame. With a little bolognese stained Tupperware with an egg in. Hey, I tell you what, honestly, again,
romance
you are
just, dead.
You are so lucky you found me. You seen what's out there, Rosie? Have you seen what's out
well,
there?
Well, there's another little bit here. So, but this wasn't the worst part. Oh no. He then proceeded to show me how he has a quick breakfast to go in the morning. I watched in horror as he peeled the eggshell, popped the entire egg against his lips. And in one swift suck, I saw it lodged in his throat before he hit himself in the chest multiple times to get it to slither down him. Safe to say, it was the last time we ever saw one another.
So this poor girl or boy who's stayed at this guy's house has been rushed out of bed because the family are coming.
Yeah.
He has an egg in a box. But before you go, watch my party trick. I'm going to fucking swallow this egg whole. So he
like
sucks
snake.
It into his mouth like a snake. Hits himself on the chest to get it down. He's going to die. He's going to... One day it's not going to go down.
I think I genuinely... I think this has been premeditated. And I think, I think this bloke thought, right, I'm going to impress them.
Yeah.
And I'm going to be like, do you want an egg?
Yeah.
But I'll be like, look, this is how you eat an egg. And it's his party trick to just choke on an egg, but then make him all right by chitting his chest.
Do you want an egg? Careful, it'll be hot. Race, yeah? Oh, fucking...
Can you imagine just watching someone who you don't know that very well, who you possibly just shagged, yeah. do that? You'd be gutted, wouldn't you? You'd be like, what have I done? What is me life? Babadoo, 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 ba. Hi, nurse here.
Oh, hi, nurse here.
Fan of the podcast. I have been a... I don't want to get this wrong. Hang on. Gastrointestinal
nurse
for 10 years.
Okay.
And I enjoyed last week's story as removal of foreign object. From a while ago.
I enjoyed last week's story, removal of foreign object. That could be any week.
It could be. I don't know when that's from.
Could be any week on Shag Married Annoyed.
I can't remember. So she's saying here, the removal of a foreign object is a procedure I've encountered many a time.
Got you.
The cucumber and vibrator made me think of some of my faves. Sorry,
should have just read on. Unbelievable.
Sorry about that. One such incident was a night shift, as these things often are. You know, them foreign objects only come out at night.
If you're going in at 2 in the afternoon with a vibrator stuck up your ass, I mean, get a job. what are you doing?
True. I got handed over a 31-year-old bloke who'd presented to A&E with anal and abdominal pain.
Good grief.
Which, upon coaxing by the doctor, was upgraded to foreign object in rectum.
Gee whiz.
I love that word. Rectum.
Do you?
I do. Rectum. Do you think it's quite nice?
No.
Not nice, but it's rectum.
Stop saying it.
Rectum.
Stop.
Apparently... he would not, under any circumstances, tell anyone what had happened. He hardly spoke, and he was in hospital alone as his girlfriend was at home looking after their toddler.
Good God.
Jeez. We were forbidden from telling her anything.
Wow.
Secret shover. That's what he is.
Secret shover.
He managed to communicate somehow that his bum hurt, and upon assessment it was clear to the doctors that they would need an x-ray and a surgical opinion.
Oh God.
Due to the mysterious object stuck inside of him.
Oh.
I know. He had an x-ray and was sent to my ward to be prepared for theatre. The surgeon came to update me as I was getting nothing from the man. Obviously my first question was, what is it? To which the doctor replied, have you seen the x-ray? It's great. We think it's perfume.
Oh, God.
Now, I'm not trained to read x-rays, but this one was supreme. It was very obviously a bottle of perfume.
Oh, my word.
And you could see the outline of the lid.
Oh, no.
The guy had shoved it up there with the lid end first, like an idiot.
Oh, it'll be nipping and everything. Oh, God.
I looked at the x-ray for a second and said, that's Flower by Kenzo.
Not anymore, it's not.
So,
how ironic.
And she said, I bet you a tenner. That's Flower by Kenzo.
Right.
He risked perforating his bowel, which would have resulted in serious infection and a stoma bag. I'm not sure if there's any risk in absorbing perfume in your rectum. Nice.
Yeah.
But I can't imagine it's all that healthy. There was also the risk of the bottle breaking, which, as you can imagine, would be a very bloody situation.
No.
A bottle of perfume, of all the things. It's not even follic-shaped. Do you know what I mean?
It's not even what?
Follic?
Follic? You go with follic. You go, you stick with follic. Phallic.
Oh, fuck. Hey, guys. Book's out the 3rd of September.
She's an author. She's an author.
Phallic. That's what I meant. What's phallic mean?
Well, like folic acid, innit? Mm. Don't you take folic acid when you're pregnant?
I do take
fucking hell.
That might be why I know I am currently taking folic acid.
Do you think it's phallic acid? Is that what you think it is? Shaped like knobs, these little tablets.
I've had enough phallic acid. That's what got us in this bloody situation in the first place. Keep your phallics away from me. Sorry about that. Okay, so, right. The patient went to theatre, during which time I obviously showed all of my colleagues the x-ray and we all had a guess. This is the time when I would really like to work in a hospital.
Yeah.
When they
this was pre-COVID as well, if he's obviously popped out to see a show.
What? Theatre. Oh. seriously.
Dad jokes.
Oh, hey, listen, there's still you can still get a refund on Chris's show if you really need the money.
These are the offcuts. The good stuff's ready for you. Don't you worry.
When I went to pick the patient up from recovery, the nurse, not realising I had already met the guy, began to excitedly and secretly tell me the story of the silent patient with a suspected perfume bottle up his arse. All of this whilst he was groggily recovering in front of us.
Oh.
I asked if they managed to get it out all right, and more importantly, what was it? Not only did they manage to get it out with complications for the man, the lid remained intact, and it was indeed Flower by Kenzo. And she said at the end, to this day, no one has given me a tenner.
Wow.
No.
Right, I've just Googled Flower by Kenzo. Let's have a look. Makes perfect sense.
Oh, right, okay. I'm thinking of LaBelle with a little flower on top.
Flower by Kenzo, I can absolutely understand.
Oh, it's shaped like a dick.
Why he put that up his arse.
It's fully blown shaped like a penis.
I was thinking of that. You know, the little one with the flower petal with the daisy on top of it.
Yes, that's what I'm thinking of.
That's what I was thinking of. That was a fucking nightmare. But yeah, Flower by Kenzo.
I think that is called Daisy.
That makes perfect sense.
Wow, right, okay.
Yeah.
Great. What a good spot by her, by the way. If you listen to this now, Google Flower by Kenzo and you'll see good spot by her.
Wow. Did you sniff it afterwards?
Would you use it?
How much is Flower by Kenzo?
I don't know. I don't know how much. I've never used it before. I don't think it's really high. I think it's mid-range.
I don't think I'd keep it, no. I don't
wonder
think
if it's still
it.
At any
Bottle of Creed, thing. Maybe.
Yeah, that's
Bottle of Creed,
expensive.
I'd probably go, I'll go on then.
Mm. Just don't know why people are still... shoving, like, not that there is specifically made objects to be put whatever you want up your bum, right?
Yeah, but
there's made things out there.
Yeah, but it's the buying of it, I imagine.
There's a website where you can buy it and it comes anonymously.
You seem to know a lot about this.
It's on the advert.
There's
an advert on the telly. I don't know what the website's called, but it actually says on the advert, this comes to you without... packaging and stuff.
Yeah, but it'll go on your bank statement and stuff. Do you know what I mean? What, do you think it's going to come like a Hello Fresh, like with a big, here's your arse play, in a big bag shaped like a dildo?
You dirty pervert.
Night in, eh? Question mark.
I don't know. I don't know. Well, anyway, just don't, not bottles of perfume.
Yeah. Wonder what his pump smell like afterwards.
Lovely. Flowers. Babadoo, 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 ba. Thank you once again for listening to this week's episode of Shag Married Annoyed, which is now part of the Acast Creator Network.
Thank you so much indeed, guys. As always, if you want to get in touch with absolutely anything, it's shagmarriedannoyed@gmail.com. The book is out on the 3rd of September. Woo! Get it pre-ordered and all that jazz. And we will see you next week after our... I've got a surprise for you, Rosie. You know what we're doing this week?
What?
We're going around the world.
Can't wait.
Me and
Can't
you.
Can't wait.
Can't wait. Get it.
Hey folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.